What's in a name? In the context of micro-parties in this election, it's a pretty relevant question. It seems, on a ballot paper, that some words can take on a different meaning to what they usually signify, like the word Democrat and sustainable. There are also completely new party models on offer in the form of direct democracy. So what does it all mean, and what does it mean for you when you go to vote, if you haven't, of course, already voted? Zahra Gazarian is a politics expert from Monash University. He's also written the book on micro parties called The Making of a Party System, Minor Parties in the Australian Senate, and is here to help us make sense of it all. I cover politics a lot and I still can't make sense of it. Welcome to RN Drive.
Great to be with you. Thanks, Patricia.
Let's start with democracy, of course. There are a lot of parties running in the upper house with the word democracy in the name, and they come from a range of political tendencies. The Australian Democrats, Christian Democratic Party, Democratic Labor Party, Liberal Democrats. There's also the Citizens Electoral Council. Do they have something in common? Why are they using this word?
The word democracy is one of those great terms that parties love to use because it signals that they are a broad church and a welcoming of all different sorts of views. I think when we look at the Australian case and we look at the minor parties that you just mentioned, perhaps the most applicable term that is being used by a party is the Australian Democrats. I think they are the reimagined version of the party that collapsed in the early 2000s. That was, of course, initially led by Don Chipp. And they are a middle-of-the-road centrist party. The other parties that you mentioned are really not. The Citizens Electoral Council, for example, or the Liberal Democrats, the Democratic Labor Party are, I would put them further to the right on the political spectrum. And if we think about parties such as the Democratic Labor Party, it's really concerned about things such as fertility control, trying to maintain what they believe is the traditional nuclear family, and also things such as reducing the scope of the state to influence what people do and what people say. So ultimately, they're going for things reflecting freedom of speech matters. So the term democracy is being used by all sorts of parties, but most of them are from the political right.
Some parties have names that are a bit out of step with what they actually stand for, like Sustainable Australia. Now, sustainable, I think, is used largely by the environment movement. Is it an environmental party?
Not really, no. The Sustainable Australia Party is really concerned about migration, immigration, and is pretty critical of Australia's rate of population growth. What the party is really all about is trying to constrain the growth of the population, and they've expressed concern about the urban sprawl and have also railed against cities getting bigger. So rather than talk about the environment and the natural environment and conservation and so on, the Sustainable Australia Party is very much about constraining immigration to ensure that the population that already is in Australia continues to enjoy the same amenities and freedoms that they have for all this time. So I think that's where a good example of where a name might not be matching what the party's manifesto is all about.
So are some parties deliberately trying to confuse or trick voters about what they stand for? How persuasive are the titles, their names, for voters who are perhaps, not like studied up on them?
Yeah, I think there's a good point there. And a lot of the parties are really banking on the rush and sometimes panic voters find themselves in when they confront the large ballot paper, especially for the Senate, when they go into the ballot box and go to vote. So these parties are crafting names that would have some instant appeal to people, such as Sustainable Australia, such as Rise Up Australia, such as the idea that you've got a new party called Flux. I mean, these are all catchy names that are just hinging on some people identifying a name, thinking, yep, that's the party for me, and putting a preference in those boxes. So it really does come down to people being informed and being confident about how to vote before they go in and cast their ballot, because, of course, it will have implications for who might be in the Senate after this election.
What's your advice for voters ahead of Saturday? Those ones, of course, who haven't voted, because so many people have, which I find astonishing, and I could do a whole program on. I'm so interested in that. But let's focus on the people who haven't voted yet, the ones who like the Saturday vote. How do they deal with being overwhelmed by the options on the ballot paper? I have voted, and it's an incredibly, you know, big sheet of paper. It is a bit overwhelming.
It is a bit overwhelming, that's right. And we do have to consider that roughly 70% of Australians will still be voting on election day. So it's a huge chunk of them that will turn up to vote, and things will be busy and things might be a bit hectic. So the best thing to do would be to read up on these parties that you think you've heard about them and you think you might be interested in voting for them, to read up on what they're all about. All the websites, all the parties have clear websites that you can use to really be informed and to understand who these parties are before you take the chance and vote for them. I think in the age where we've got social media, access to information so quickly and so easily thanks to the rise of technology, it's incumbent on us as voters to take the initiative and to know who we'll be voting for before we go into that ballot, before we start filling out those ballot boxes.
Zare, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Zare Gazarian is a politics expert from Monash University, and he's also written the book on micro parties called The Making of a Party System: Minor Parties in the Australian Senate.